We are now up to the Psamach Gimel on the base, the very bottom of the page, the Mishnah.
Every day somebody takes out the bookmark and puts it somewhere. I'm telling you, whatever it is, it's December 10th.
Okay, Vav Adar Aleph Tavshanayim Vav Mishnah. Ha'isha she'amra, a woman said to a shliach, "Iskabeli giti, I want you to accept the get on my half." And then the shliach went to the husband and said, "Your wife told me to be her shliach kabbalah." Everything went properly. Yesterday we learned when everything went inappropriately. Now it went properly. Tzricha shtei kitei, you need two groups of witnesses. Shnayim, we need two groups of witnesses for. Shnayim two, sha'imrim befaneinu amra. They have to say, we heard the wife say, I appointed you as a shliach kabbalah. Ushnayim sha'im two sha'say befaneinu kibul. We saw the shliach receiving the get. The koran, he ripped it apart. Why ripped it apart? We'll see more later. Talking about v'shas hashmad, when you're not allowed to have getin, so they got it and he right away tore it up. So we saw it was a valid get. Afilu hein hodish sha'im v'chreinim. The same two witnesses could be the ones who saw appoint the shliach and the same witnesses to see that the shliach received the get. Oy echad min ha'sha'im v'echem min ha'chreinim. You can have one from the first group and one from the second group. And then each group and have another third person combined with each one of them to form a complete edus. Whenever she comes to bed, I'm divorced.
Sometime in the future.
When she wasn't going to be married, or yeah. Says the Gemara, Samadal Al Havi, two lines on the top. Itmo, we learn, Baal Oimer, if a man, the husband says, I gave a get to a third person, I didn't give it to him to give it to my wife. I gave it to him for holding in case one day I want to use it. However, the Shalish Amma, this third person says, Legatashi, no, you gave it to me, that I should give it to her as a divorce. And since I was her Shalich, like Kabbalah, she's already divorced, and it's too late. Me, Neman, who do you believe, the husband or the Shalish?
So if a woman is giving a gift to the best,
no, no bezin.
No, I'm saying she yeah, yeah. The woman comes eventually and says,
she has a get.
She has a get, I'm divorced, right? Yeah. And I said, well, what bezin was it? There was this and this bezin, and that's it, fine. Because if she tells them the whole story about the shluch.
Here she has no get, that's a problem. She has no get in the hand. So therefore, we need testers. Nothing. Here, the shliach has it. The shliach kabbalah. The shliach has it, but shliach tore it up. He tore it up because of this gzeid of shmad. So how do we know? Now, the husband says that I gave it to you as only to mine for me. He says, you gave me the Amishleh Kabbalah, she's already divorced. Who do you believe? Rav Huna, Balnei, believe the husband, because he's the one who wrote the get. Rav Chizam is Shalish, now he believes the Shalish. Why? Rav Huna, Balnei, Mandim, Itza, Delegatish, and Yav, he says they're both living in the same town. If the husband wanted to give a get to the wife, he would have given it directly to her. Why give it to the third person? Rav Chizam says, no, Rai, maybe he was embarrassed. Shalish, Nama, Dahemne, the fact that he even according to his version, he trusts this guy to mine for him. If you trust him, then we're going to have to trust him also. And he's telling us, you didn't give it to mine, you gave it to him actually to be a shliach kabbalah. Yeah, it's more vaite. Mosif Rabba has a question. It says, "Haydos baldin kmeidami." If the defendant is made, it's like 180. V'sholish nemush name, but the shlishi believe the most. One guy says one version of the story, and the other guy says another version of the story. Sholish nemon, the sholish is always believed. So we see that we believe the shalish raya to Rav Chizda. Says, well, that's not a raya. Shiny moment is yaiv lemechila. My money, even the guy owes me the money, if the guy tells us I'm meichlim, it's a valid mechila. So therefore, since I trust the shalish, this shalish, on holding on to the money, right? I trust him. That means it's as if I'm saying I am meichel. Whatever he says happens, and if he says that the money belongs to me, but does not belong to me, I'm meichel everybody as well. So therefore, we'll always believe the shalish because of mechila. But when it comes to issa, it's not a question of mechila. Who's telling the truth? I believe you believe the husband. What are you telling me? It's only limited to money. The same thing applies to gittin. Talking about money. Gittin is also a generic word for contract. But Tanya, in a third brice, so we see the brice says gittin does not mean shtaris. They're the same brice, the same author. One brice refers to it as shtaris, and one brice refers to it as gittin. We're talking about the same thing. Not gita isha. Tanam bilin mishna. Now mishna ha isha sha'amr. If a woman says, "Iskabel giti, receive the get from me on my behalf." Tzicha shteki the edim. She requires two edim to say the fellow she appointed him. Shnayim sheyemru b'faneinu amra. Two should say that she appointed him as a kabbalah. Shnayim sheyemru b'faneinu kibul v'kara. Two should say we saw him receive it and he ripped it up. Why do you b'chol need edim at all? either for either stage, that she appointed him as a Kabbalah, or that you just said we always believe the Shalish. The Shalish says she appointed me as a Kabbalah. The husband gave me the get, and I ripped it up. That's it. End of story. Since the husband believes him, why do we need Edim here? Says the Gemara, Mi konafi gita metuse yade. Is he still holding on the get? If the Shalish should have been holding on to the get, and he would have said, the wife appointed me as a Shalish Kabbalah, we would believe him. But the problem is it was ripped up. There's no get here anymore. And even though the get is the shreds of the get is by him, that doesn't prove anything. It's not a migri. To let him that we should believe him, it's nothing at all. The whole reason why Shaul should believe this is because he wants, since he has it in his hands, if he wanted, he could have given it to the woman or whatever he wants. But here, there's no migri. All he has is shreds in his hand. He can't do anything with it. Tainach Omra. This all makes sense. The first group of Edim that says that she said to the Edim, to the Shliach, I want to be Shliach Kabbalah. Okay, but we need Edim for that. Rabbi Kibbe Lameli, to say, if to bring to Edim that this Shliach, that this Shalish received it from the husband, we see that the shreds in his hand. So why don't you believe the Shalish? Follow, you're right. You don't need to. It's not the paper that divorces her. Edim is the karsi. You need Edim at the time, and they're the ones who make it happen. And therefore, we need to know that there were Edim is there. That's why we need Edim. Why did you have to rip it up? No Eid is allowed to divorce their wife. And there were goyim on mitzvahs, and get is considered a mitzvah. If you want a divorce, go get a civil divorce. Says the Gemara,
if you have b'shas hagzeira, don't have a get,
yeah,
and you don't have the circumstance of the wife sending the shliach and all that, and the woman turns up and says, "I was divorced." What does she do then?
So we had a ksuvus.
So the reason I'm asking is, why does the Gemara introduce this?
We had a ksuvus
because
we had a ksuvus that if a wife says that you divorced her with no proof, she's believed because chazaka ain't isha me'izah with nebaiva. If her husband's around, she just has to say, you divorced me. That's enough.
And if husband's not around?
Then she has to find evidence. And the Bezin will give her some kind of, like the Bezin today, they give you a little certificate or something. Moide Rabu Ravuna says, you believe over the husband, is Moide the Amr, if she says, Ihi Lididi Amali Shalish Legeri Shiyavanella, if the wife would say that this Shaliyah told me that the husband gave the get to him as a get, Mehemna, she's believed. For anyone, doesn't make sense. The Shalish, we don't believe, doesn't have the get in his hand anymore, just shreds. Yet the wife says that he told me, that's believed. Me, Ika, Midi, the Shalish, Gufi, Loi, Mehemna. If the Shalish would have said this, he would not be believed. And yet, when the wife says it in his name, the E, Mehemna, what she's saying? She wasn't there. She's saying that if she was there, then what need a Shalish for? Give it directly to her. She wasn't there, but she's saying that this Shalish told me he received it on the basis that it's a get. And she's believed. What's the swara? She's only telling us what he told her. And yet when he repeats what he told her, yeah, directly, we don't believe him. But when she repeats, we believe it. Klepnisht. Ellis, you're money right. This will revise it. E Amri, if she says, Kamoy didi, I was standing litigation, you have an element, heavenly believed. Migo and Migo di, boy Amri, litigation, you have an element. Even though preposterous as it sounds, if she says that I was there when he gave it to the Shalish to accept it on my behalf, then she's believed because she's a migo. She could have said that she gave it to me directly, which is hard to understand. The only thing is hard to understand. Then if she was there, why? Yeah.
The husband isn't there to be mevarer advice.
No, the husband's denying it. The husband's saying, I gave it to the pekatan. I guess the only thing is the husband maybe is too embarrassed to give it directly, you know, look at her in the eyes and give her the get. So he gave it to a third party standing there in between. Baal, what happens? Yeah, Baal Amalegedeshi, whatever the husband says, I gave it for divorce. And the Sholish Oymalegedeshi, and the guy in the middle also said for divorce. And he Oymeres Nasan Liba Ova, and she says, yes, I received it, and I lost it. I don't believe them. You hear this? Everybody now, all three parties are saying, the husband said he gave it to us again, Shliach, the Shliach says, yes, I received it, and the wife said, I got it,
so
and I lost
they all
it.
They agree, we don't yeah. believe them.
That's the problem because we all agree. Pachas, Dovah, Shereb, you need to witness. Where are the two witnesses? Why aren't we believing? Let's go through each one. Why aren't we believing the Shalish? Rav Chisda said before that we believe the Shalish if he says he gave it to me as a get. Why don't we believe the Shalish? Because Mikanafe Gitim at Tusayadu de Lehemni. There's no get here. The get is ripped up or lost. So we can't believe the Shalish. Says Gemara. What do you call it? So let's believe the husband. If a husband says, I divorced my wife, you always believe him. He never said, I divorced my wife. He said, I gave it to this man. If he would have said, I divorced my wife, is one thing. He just said, I gave it to this man. Maybe he was a shliach leilacha, not a shliach kabbalah. So we don't know the woman ever received the yet. So all we do, we believe him. Yeah. If the husband would have said, I divorced my wife, that means that this shliach, how do you divorce your wife? You gave it to this person. Must be the but if he said, I divorced her, must be the shliach kabbalah. So that as soon as I gave it to this shliach's hand, she's divorced. But he didn't say that. He said, I gave it to this person, which means I made him a shliach halacha. Shliach halacha. So how do you know that he ever gave it to her? We don't know. The shliach himself is not believed because he no longer has a get. The woman has not believed, where is the get? She lost it. But let's implement another rule. Let us say chazaka shliach oisa shlichusa. We have a chazaka that a shliach actually carries out their shlichus. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ha'oimel shluche." If a man says to a shliach, "Say v'kadish li isha stam," if a man says to a shliach, "Go out there and be, find me a woman, any woman you think is nice. Go here. Here's a ring. Find and give it." Then the maze, the shliach never came back home. He died. Shlucha the shluche died. Also, bechol anosh v'olam. This man who sent him a shliach, who sent a shliach, can never get married again. Because every woman in the world might be a sister, a daughter, a mother of the woman that this man got married to. Chazaka shlicha shlichusay. Now, Tesla asked the obvious question. Then no Jew in the world should ever be able to get married. Maybe the woman that he's marrying is already engaged to this other guy. So, Tesla says that Yehuda says that that doesn't sound right, because why would this woman then accept Kedusha from another man if she's already engaged to another person? She wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. Says Teresa said this whole notion is more like a knas than a fact. Rave women would not be part of it. Why even worried about it? It's not a it's a knas. If kind of hefkedus is it, you say go find me a woman and get her engagement. So hefkedus. You can designate the woman. In other words, you should find a woman first and then ask someone to get her engaged for you, or tell him, find me a woman that's nice and bring her here so we can meet, or I'll go and meet. Not stop get engaged without even seeing her, because we're learning more kedushin in all the marriage without seeing her. So it's a knas for behaving this. Sorry. Rivka, true,
and
but
that's the whole thing. Why they wanted to push
12 months? Yeah,
then she, you know.
Yeah.
The death rule can't hold. You can't marry anybody. There was no any ceremony, chuppah, nothing.
What's this?
There was no ceremony.
By where? Kedushin, you don't need. All you need is to give her a ring, and you're engaged. What do you do under the chuppah?
To be engaged is enough to prevent the forbidden relationships via that woman. So let's say her sister, her mother, is now forbidden to the guy who engaged her.
Okay, back to Gemara. We have this concept called Chazok Jirat Shlichusay. So the Gemara here is Mechadish, different than what we had in other places. The Gemara says over here, Hani Bili, do you know when we assume that, in other words, this thing, that a Shlich Shlichusay is not a fact, it's an assumption. When do we make this assumption? When it comes out to a chumra, not when we're coming out to be lenient. So what do we say?
So
this guy.
Use the word chazok,
yeah. According to this Gemara. The other Gemara doesn't learn that way. This Gemara here. This that we think that a shliach carried out a shlich is not a fact, it's an assumption.
Even I use the word chazok, which means chazok turns into a fact. He is saying it's an assumption.
We have a machlek.
He might not have found a woman.
No, exactly.
That's what he's saying. We assume normally, exactly. In a normal
circumstance. That's what they say is a knas, because how do you know any woman agreed? So we're making an assumption. We had more in Erevin, we had a machlekes how far we take chazaka, even by mitzvah d'raisa. This Gemara here holds Says the Gemara, Hani Mila L'Chumra. Where a chumra comes out of it that this man can never get married to another woman because chazaka shlicha shchus, that's a chumra. So then we will do that. Avalakula, here you want to use it to say the woman is divorced. On what basis? We have no divorce because she lost it. On the basis that the chazaka shlicha shchus, that to lakula we're not going to say.
Yeah, but would you say if you sent the shliach to take truma, right? And then the shliach is lost.
Not according to this. No.
You won't be able to.
No, not according to this day. Tesis, however, says that even those, according to this Gemara here, even though we have another Gemara, Chazaka Shlicha Shechusa, and vices even the Raisa, so Tesis wants to learn that this Gemara here holds. When do we say Chazaka Shlicha Shechusa if the guy, maybe by Turum Maisa, because the guy is going to rely on you to eat his Tavua, and he'll end up doing an Aveda if you don't carry out your Shlicha, so you feel more the responsibility that you better carry out your Shlichas, because otherwise the Mishalech will be over an Aveda. Then we will say Chazaka Shechusa, not only Chumra, but as a fact. Here, what Aveda is going to happen if this guy thinks that he is married and isn't married? No Aveda. So
yeah,
therefore.
In other words, Shniach is not having Chochem to realize that there's a whole lot of other women you can't.
That's a knas. It's not a halacha. Yeah.
Why don't you say that it's a software device and if it's not a knas, it's an halacha real
issue? No, the thing, if the Shliach, for example, did not give the Kedushin,
right,
then what Aveda is there?
Right.
Nothing. So therefore nothing can go wrong. Okay. Let's get to the bite. So Tesis wants to say that everybody maybe in this case agrees. We don't say Chazaka Shlicha Shlichusa. Back to the mother. Let's leave the woman. Well, I just told you before. But let me leave the woman. No. Yisha, woman. Shalom, the wife husband gave Ash Tani. You divorced me. And then she believed Chazaka Yisha. Me, Yisha, 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 when do we have this Chazaka? When the husband says one thing and she's, my husband says, you stole my wife. And she says, you divorced me. The Chazaka, she won't have the chutzpah. But if the husband agrees, what's the Chazaka? What's the chutzpah? She's agreeing with the husband that we're divorced. Hani mili hecha de leka de ka mesayela, there's nobody supporting her, so it's a chutzpah, and therefore it must be. She's telling the truth. Aval hecha de mesayela, me'iza u'me'iza. She has a chutzpah.
See?
It is. When everybody
so
agrees,
agree,
that's it. See? We don't like people agree. We need machlekes.
See, if she sends a shliach, and the shliach comes back and says, yes, I
that's what we need aidim. Our Mishnah said we need aidim. That's exactly right. If the shliach
says,
we need aidim.
The only time she can say
is
if you gave the get to me, then she can say that I'm divorced.
No, she needs it. She has to have the divorce.
I
prove it. That's it. The husband said, you don't need a get. If the husband said, I did not divorce you, she said, I did, then we had the chazaka, we believe her. And that's it. Yeah, she divorced. Yeah. And then she lost it. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mishnah. This is called lateral thinking.
It's not you divorced me, you gave me the get.
You're taking away the nemonis. I mean, you're telling me that they come to the Beis Din and she.
It could be contrived. There's no. If there's something against all of them, is where is the divorce? If people generally don't lose divorces. You keep it because you need it for future reference. So that already is like a flaw in their whole argument. So we need a very compelling argument.
Why would they come to the Beis Din?
Why? Because she wants to get remarried.
If they're still married to each other, why would he say yes?
Because we believe that he wrote a get and he gave it to the shliach, but the shliach was the shliach aloch and she never gave it to him. The husband is... you're right. Write another one. You're right. No, what happened? He dies the next day, so now she's stuck because she's a yibum and all that.
Unless
it takes time.
Unless you ask the husband when the shliach came. And said that I'm here representing the wife and give me the get, and the husband admits to it, then he's a shliach. The husband admits that this is what the shliach said to me, I'm here to take the get on behalf of the wife.
No, if the husband would have said that I agreed that he should be shliach kabbal, I gave it to him, we would believe him.
Yeah.
Problem is, the husband is contradicting what the shliach says. He's saying shliach alach. Mishnah. Neither Hamayros, a girl under 12 years old, the father marries her off and the father receives her get. A girl over 12 years old, the father marries her off or she can marry herself off. What about her divorce? Neither Hamayros, he, via, sai, her, and sai, her father, Mikablin, as Gita, can receive a get. She also has a yad, she's also a gedayla. She's over bas mitzvah. And if she's a yesoima, she can now marry herself and she can now also receive her own gitten. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, no, can't be. Ein shtei yadayim zeiches kachas. He can't have two people receiving for the same person. El avia mekabel as gita bavad. Even though she's over 12, since the father was able to receive the get prior to 12, he continues. After 12, she does not step in until 12 and a half. So she's a bagetis. Then we say another thing. Any girl is too immature. She cannot mind her own get. We'll soon see what that means. She cannot be divorced. She's too immature to be divorced. Because even though the father can receive the get on her behalf, she'll come back to the husband. She'll understand what it means to be divorced. Hang on. What do you want to hang on to?
Mature enough to get married, but not divorced.
We don't need to be mature to get married. The father married her off. Father's able to marry her off. But when it comes to the get, we want to make sure she understands she can't go back to this man. So when she's not old enough to understand that, she cannot receive a get.
She's old enough to understand the seriousness of marriage.
She understand that she will.
But the Torah gave the father the
she's now living with her husband.
She's living with him. She can't understand being rejected. She understands being accepted. She doesn't understand rejection. Not everybody takes rejection that well. Says the Gemara, what's a machleit Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Naida can have a yad at the same time as a husband, as a father. Rabban Sabri Yoda Yiserta, Rabban hold the extra hand, Zochilo Rachmana, that her father has a hand, but she has an extra hand over and above the father. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but Mokum Avia Yad Lalav Klumu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, while the father has a yad, her hand does not count. It's only when she is on her own that she has a yad.
What
way
does the father still have?
Kabul get.
Kabul
her get.
That was
yeah.
The
Torah
says that since he
can
be Kabul get, therefore
she... Shvach nu Rebbe Beis Avia. We had him work in Ksuvus. Kosher Rebbe Beis, if she would have been... Everything, yeah, goes to her. Kosher Rebbe Beis Avia. The Dorim, till 12 and a half. The Chol She'enu Yechayel Lishmar as Gita, if she cannot mind her get. Talk about we learned. If a girl is old enough to mind her get, she will be divorced. If she does not know how to mind her get, she's not her divorced. Because the pasuk says, you have to send her out of your house. Only if you send her out one way, she doesn't come back. But if it's a revolving door, she's back 5 minutes later, she doesn't understand that you sent her away for good, then she cannot be divorced. Says the Gemara, it doesn't help that the father received the get. What's the definition of Hiktana? Yoidas Lishmar as Gita. What do you mean that she can mind her yet? Koshimishamer as Gita Vidavaracha. That she can mind her get and something else. What does that mean? My Ka'amar. What does that mean? Amra Bihuda Yechan Hachikamar. Koshimishamer as Dovaracha Machmas Gita. That if she loses the get, she takes another item. She says, oh, this is my divorce. She understands the value of a divorce. So therefore, she's old enough then to be divorced. For the Gemara, if she takes something else in this as a substitute for the get, and says, this is my divorce, she's a sheita. If she takes another item, another article, and says, this is a substitute for my get, what kind of shmil is that? It shows something's wrong there. If she takes a carton of milk and says, this is my get, well, what does that mean? Obviously, this is not in all senses. So why should she be divorced? Yeah, so that's a chsaron in vishilcha that you send her away from the house, doesn't come back. Says the name of Racha. If she can distinguish between a divorce and everything else, then she's mature enough to be divorced. Now the Gemara said the famous rule. Tzoroi, if he gave her a stone, a pebble, the zorka, and she's intelligent enough to throw it away. Ego, is he give her a nut, even though it's as hard as a pebble. The nightly she takes it to keep it, that means she has a certain sense of maturity, she knows what she wants for herself, exactly. Zoiche la'atzma, she can be zoiche for herself, the ein zoiche la'chedim, but she's not mature enough to be zoiche on behalf of others, but she can be zoiche for herself, she understands what she wants. She can be zoiche, achleki is a shayni with rabbono d'raisa, let's just do Rashi, tzoroi v'zorkoi, right in the middle of the page, in brackets, tzoroi v'zorkoi, cotton shenoisin le'tzoroi, a child, you give her a pebble, him a pebble, v'zorkoi, dispose of it, shenoisin le'egon, and takes it, zoiche la'atzma, v'ein zoiche la'chedim. What does that mean? Im zicha od l'chavei d'dover, adi oisa cotton, if you want to be zaka something to another person through this child, shemosa be'yodechei, give an object to this child and say, hey, I want you to pick it up on behalf of that other person. I want you to be zeichel zechei for that person. However, it says the Rabasi further, if you give her an article to mine, and you say, give it back to me later, and when you ask her, she gives it right back to you, she'll say, oh, it's mine. So she's already more, another step in maturity, because usually a kid, everything you give them, they say, it's mine. But if the kid is old and mature enough to realize that's not hers or his and gives it back, is la achasha zoicha then mature enough bein la atzmoi u bein la chedim. So Rashi zoicha af la chedim umid rabbanon. So it's clear from here that only a chedim the rabbanon, but la atzmoi it's mahatoid. So Rashi it is as a shach brings on Shulchan Aruch is that Rashi like child can be zoicha mahatoid. Rashi and Sukkah learns that rabbanon. The whole gemara there, but you shouldn't give a child a lulav because he could be kain, he cannot be machne. Over there, Rashi said that he's kainah only midrabon. We had before in the Gemara that a child's only kainah midrabon by a metziah. Metziah is cheshav a cotton is darkish shalom. He says that it is zoich midrabon. So everyone, the Shemir explained, there's a chilik between das acheres makne or not. By a metziah, there's nobody giving it to the child. The child is kainah itself, therefore it's only midrabon. Here, there's a das, there's an adult giving it to the child, and then the ktsos is the whole chakira. What's das acheres makne? According to the ktsos, where he wants to learn about it. But das acheres makne means that the king, who's the main person in every kinyan? Is it the makne or the kainah? Every kinyan there's a makne, there's a kainah. So who's the main person doing the transaction, and so on? So the tzos wants to learn the main person of the transaction is the makne. The makne is taking it out of his rishus, not the kainah is taking it out of the makne's rishus. The makne is taking it out of rishus and giving it to kainah. All the kainahs do is say, I accept. So therefore, even a child can do that because the makne, if it's das acheres makne, then the das acheres is doing everything. He's mature. So a child has to do mahatayda. That's right. So then it's mahatayda that way. If you hold that das acheres, if you hold that the main kinyan is the koine, the main person making the kinyan is the koine, and it's actually mahatayda showing the game condition. If the main kinyan is the koine, then a child cannot be koine mahatayda. It's only midrabon. So that's how we explain mahatayda showing. Says my vayter. Ki amrita kamei shmuel. When they said of this piece for Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, no. Both of these takanas are the same. You just broke up in two phases. You said if you are not you keep, then you zeichel la'atzmoi, and if you are mature enough to give back after an hour, then you zeichel la'chedim. And Shmuel said, no, they're both exactly the same din, but we're not sure what he meant. My do v'do achas, we're both the same. Amar v'chiz, the echad zeh, zoiche le'atzmei, v'ein lechem, that even in the case where she's intelligent enough to give it back, she's only zoiche, or he's only zoiche for himself, and not zoiche for somebody else. And that's what we understood. Rashi, do v'do, shtei tekona zeh, le'din ishav, the same din. My achas, ish neim, lis chlit, ish neim, shol egzichut. Both of them, you can zoiche, achedim or not. Think about v'ayte, mosi, v'rav chinino v'ardon, a town was called Verdon, which is like a rose, vered. Is that what it's called?
No, oh. Verdon is closable,
yeah? So Verdon.
Ma'anshe
Verdon Mok, I name a place. Kate said, Mishtatfim and Mavui, how does everyone participate in the street? You want to make an Eidiv and a Mavui? You have an Eidiv Chatzelis, then you have a Shetufim and Mavui, you want everyone to join together. So Maniach Esachov is a place, the barrel with wine inside, and you make a shutfus for everybody in all the different streets. Vaimi say Harei Zul Chol Bnei Amovi. I want this to belong to everybody in the Movi. So everybody's mavatel the shutfus for this place. So Mezakel Lehem. How is he zoicha for everybody the wine? Al Yidei Bnoi Ubite Hagdoilim, through your adult children. Vayidei Avdei Veshiv Chase Ivrim, and through your slave or your Yiddish maid, they can be zoicha on behalf of everybody else. Now, you young children can't, but these can. Hi, Shivchei, what do you mean this maid? Ida Asish, they said, if she's already 12 years old, my boy Gabe, how can the Shivchei, Ida Shivchei, be still working with you? We learned in the Chumash last week, two weeks ago, that a 12-year-old girl goes free. So it must be she's a child. El Alav, the loy Asish, they said, she's a child, and yet she can be Zeich on behalf of everybody else. How can she be Zeich on behalf of everybody else? Uktani Zeich Elachedim. So you just said, according to Shmuel, that what? That regardless, a child under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah can only be zoich la'atzmei, not zoich la'chedim. Here we see clearly it can be zoich la'chedim. A child. Very hard to understand this piece over here. So how come if the shivcha is a ketana, can be zoich la'chedim, but b'noi u'bita haketanim, they cannot be zoich la'chedim. It says only b'noi u'bita haketanim. The same thing. Unless there's a certain distance between you, by b'noi u'bita haketanim, we say whatever it is by b'noi u'bita haketanim, it belongs to the father, must be stronger, must be it belongs to the father more than a maid, even though she's a maid, but she, an evidivity or a shivcha ivri, or a amivri, is less I guess, ownership to the to this man, then if it would have been his own child. We had the Gemara, we'll have a Gemara Betzia about if you're Samach al Shulchan Aviv, then everything you have belongs to the father. And for the Gemara, Shiny, and look at Taisa, he talks about it a little bit. Shiny, Shitufim, Mevoyez, Rabbanon. Says Taisa, no. These holdings only the Rabbanon. The whole idea should do is Rabbanon. Who said that a child could be carrying the Rabbanon? So the Rabbanon said that in this case, he's Zoich Lachedim. When it comes to the Raisa, it cannot be Zoich Lachedim, but the Rabbanon decided, may a special Tekon, it can be Zoich Lachedim. Can't ask me a question that, if he sees a child, can be Zoich Lachedim. This is an exception. Rashi. Mishtatvim, Mavi, Liz, Kola, Chatzedes, Matino, Tekri, Tatam, Kul, the old Chatzedes, but they carry in and out. As a Chavis, Shayayim, with the wine inside, the Shitu, the Stam, Shitu, the Yayim, Stam, Shitu, the wine. My boy, Gabe, had a Yoitza, with some money, she leaves at the age of 12. She took me by the Rabbanon, the Medraisa, ain't also La Hachni, so the Hoitza, but there is no Isa to carry in and out. Elam, Shus, a Yoch, and Shus, a Rabbim. But not in this case. So he answered the Shayin, the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Omar al-Chiz, the Ishtig Vardon. It's a pity that they didn't answer back. They just accepted this answer. Why? Mahabla, remember what could have said? We have a rule called the Tikkun Rabbanon against the Tikkun. Either you want to argue Shetufim for the Rabbanon, since it's based on the Isa of carrying a Shabbos. And since when it comes to Dinim the Raisa, you're telling me that you can be Zoyche La'atzmai, but not Zoyche La'chedim, even if you reach the next phase, according to Rav Chisda. According to Shmuel, even if you reach the next phase of maturity that you give things back, you cannot be Zoyche La'chedim. So how could Shetufim for the Zoyche La'chedim? Don't tell me it's Rabbanon, we call the Tikkun Rabbanon against the Tikkun. And the Gemara v'idach, you know why Verdon didn't ask any questions? Because they hold key amrina. When do we say called the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein the raisa tikkun b'milsa the isla ika matayda, or something that has a basis in the tayda? Have a milsa the lesla ika matayda loy. This idea that a private property you shouldn't be able to carry, there's no such precedent in the tayda. The tayda only has a shusar abim as a problem, not within the shusar yachid. So this whole idea of shetuf mevoyes is purely based on the rabbanon. And because it's purely based on the Rabbanon, therefore, don't tell me the cane that I said ticking. Look, cane that I said ticking.
Yeah. So, in other words, what you're saying is that. Yeah. This is the and here you've got the Rosh Hashayochid that's.